This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Christ is born, glorify Him. Today is day 364 of our readings, and it's December 30. So today we will be reading from Jonah, chapters 1 and 2, Psalm 149, Proverbs chapter 31, verses 21 through 25, and Revelation chapter 21. That's right. I said day 364, and since there are 365 days in the year, that means we will finish our journey through the Old and New Testaments tomorrow. But I hope we've all learned by now that the journey isn't over. Scripture reading is a journey. Our life in Christ is a journey, and it doesn't stop on a particular calendar date. So I hope in a couple days after 2021 is over, you'll continue to walk through the Scriptures with me. We'll be starting again from Genesis and reading through Revelation once more, but we will be doing it a bit differently. Our reading in Psalms, Proverbs, and the New Testament will be the same, but we will read through the whole Old Testament as found in the Septuagint. And we'll also be starting our new podcast, Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids. The children of our community will be helping me by reading through the New Testament. Commentaries on that podcast will have our kids in mind. So I hope you can share that with others. You'll be able to find it at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com and also on the Ancient Faith Ministries. They'll be carrying our new podcast as well. We've developed a community with our Daily Orthodox Scriptures. Hundreds are listening from around the world. But what's most important is that we continue that journey with Christ daily, seeking a growing relationship with Him, finding strength, and offering strength to our church community. We're truly blessed to be doing this together. And I love your comments and questions. I try to answer them through the webpage or email when you ask. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. Now we will start our last books that we'll be reading through the Old Testament this year, the prophecy of Jonah. Before we begin, let me say something about Jonah. There's a beautiful hymn on Holy Saturday following the reading of Jonah. Here it is. Jonah was enclosed, but not held fast in the belly of the whale. For, serving as a figure of you who were buried in the tomb, he leapt from the monster as from a bridal chamber, and he called out to the watch, O you who keep guard falsely and in vain, you have forsaken your own mercy. You can see here not only how we see the prophecy of Jonah in the light of Christ, seeing his 3 days in the belly of the whale as a type or prefigurement of Christ in the tomb, but also where it is placed to be read during the church year as we prepare to celebrate Pascha, the Lord's resurrection. So the prophecy of Jonah, and this is true of all the Old Testament really, becomes less about the city of Nineveh and more about Christ. We look at this book and the Old Testament in general through the eyes of a disciple who is committed to the one who rose on the third day. Even Jesus mentions this himself, as we see in Matthew chapter 12 and Luke chapter 11. And we also see the city of Nineveh as the possible condition of our soul who ultimately repents at the words of Jonah. We ask then the question, does our soul repent? Do we listen to Christ as the Ninevites listen to Jonah? These are the types of questions that the Old Testament brings to us, and especially the prophets. So as we continue reading these prophecies, think about your relationship to God and how God is calling you back to walk closer to Him. Now to the readings. Let's begin. Jonah, chapters 1 and 2. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise and go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach in it, for the cry of her wickedness has come up to me." But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So he went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish, paid his fare, boarded the ship to set sail with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord raised up a great wind upon the sea, and there came about a mighty tempest, and the ship was in danger of breaking up. And the mariners were afraid and cried out, each one to his God, and they cast out the cargo of the ship into the sea, attempting to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below into the hold of the ship, had gone to sleep, and was snoring. The captain came to him and said, "Why are you snoring? Get up and call upon your God, that your God may keep us safe so we do not perish." And each one said to his shipmate, "Come, let us cast lots and find out on whose account this calamity is upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then they said to him, "Tell us, what is your occupation? Where do you come from, and what country and people are you?" And he said to them, "I am a servant of the Lord, and I worship the Lord God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "What is this that you did?" For the men knew he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then they said to him, "What should we do to you that the sea will calm itself for us?" For the sea continued to be tempestuous, and the waves rose up even higher. And Jonah said to them, "Take me up and cast me into the sea, and the sea will grow calm for you, for I know this great tempest is upon you because of me." And the men tried hard to return to the land, but were unable to do so, for the sea arose and grew even more tempestuous against them. Then they cried out to the Lord and said, "Please, O Lord, do not let us perish on account of this man's life, nor bring righteous blood upon us, for you, O Lord, have brought this about." So they took up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. And the men feared the Lord even more, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and vowed vows. Now the Lord commanded a huge sea creature to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the sea creature 3 days and 3 nights. And from the belly of the sea creature, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God and said, "I cried out in my affliction to the Lord my God, and he heard my voice. Out of the belly of Hades you heard the cry of my voice. You cast me into the depths of the heart of the sea, and rivers encompassed me. All your surging waters and your waves passed over me. And I said, 'I have been driven away from your sight. Shall I again look with favor toward your holy temple?' Water is poured over me to my soul, the lowest depth encircled me. My head plunged into the clefts of the mountains. I descended into the earth, the bars of which are everlasting barriers. Yet let my life ascend from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul was failing from me, I remembered the Lord. May my prayer be brought to you, into your holy temple. Those who follow vanity and lies forsake their own mercy, but with a voice of thanksgiving and praise, I will sacrifice to you. As much as I vowed, I shall offer up to you, the Lord of deliverance." Then the Lord commanded the sea creature, and it cast up Jonah onto the dry land. Psalm 149. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his holy ones. Let Israel be glad in him who made him, and let the children of Zion greatly rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dance, with tambourine and harp, let them sing to him. For the Lord is pleased with his people, and he shall exalt the gentle with salvation. The Holy One shall boast in glory, and they shall greatly rejoice on their beds. The high praise of God shall be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal retribution to the nations, reproving among the peoples, to shackle their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to fulfill among them the written judgment. This glory have all his holy ones. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 21 through 25. She makes a double upper garment for her husband, and garments of fine linen and purple for herself. Her husband is respected at the gates, and when he sits in council with the elders who inhabit the land, she makes and sells fine linens and girdles to the Canaanites. She opens her mouth carefully and lawfully and controls her tongue. She clothes herself with strength and dignity, and rejoices in the last days. Revelation chapter 21. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Then one of the angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Also she had a great and high wall with 12 gates, and 12 angels at the gates, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. Then he measured its wall, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles, or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Did you know that Christmas is celebrated for several days? I know there's the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, but for Orthodox Christians, we celebrate Christmas for 7 days. It's a 12-day celebration for Western Christians. Maybe we can write a song called The 7 Days of Christmas. See if it catches on. And that means that tomorrow is the last day of Christmas. So during that time, these 7 days, we sing the Christmas Troparion and various hymns connected with the Nativity. During this time, we greet each other with Christ is born, glorify him, and then we celebrate on January 1st, the circumcision of Christ along with St. Basil the Great. And after that, we get ready for the baptism of Christ, Theophany, on January 6th. So it's actually 12 days between Christmas and Theophany, and it is fast-free from Christmas through January 4th, so that's a bit of a celebration, but that's 11 days. Another song. And January 5th is a fast day to prepare for Theophany. But we are still in Christmas now, and I want to remind you that the purpose of Christ's coming wasn't to erase everything and start over. It was to heal, to renew what is already here. What is here is not bad. In fact, it's good, very good. But we are broken, fallen, and we need to be healed, raised from our fallen state. In other words, saved. We are reminded of this in the book of Revelation today as well. We read that the one sitting on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." He didn't say, "I make all new things," but "I make all things new." What a difference word order makes. All things new. We will be renewed. The earth will be renewed. What Jesus said to the woman at the well will come to pass in its fullness. We will partake of the living water and never thirst. All things new. All things healed. This is what we celebrate with this feast of the Nativity. And in fact, every feast and every word of Scripture. I'm Father Alexis. Christ is born. Tomorrow we will finish the Bible. And remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.